Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Terry Neese is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Terry is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is one of my heroes. She has done so much for women in the marketplace, but not only in the United States, but around the world. And her program, the Peace Through Business program, through her organization, the IEEW, International Empowerment Institute for Empowerment of Economic Empowerment of Women, I'll get it right in a minute, is very important. We're going to talk about that today. And so she's here with us right now. Terry Neese, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim, and great to be with you. It's a great time right now.
Yeah, I'm so proud of what you've done. You know, I don't know if you remember, but you and I visited you at a WIP meeting years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, and you told me what you were going to start, and it was just a gleam in your eye in those days. And I don't know if you remember that or not. And I said to myself, you know what? She'll make this happen. And you really have with supporting these women in Rwanda and Afghanistan. It's got to make you feel like you're raising another family almost.
Well, it does. They feel like my children, and we have now over 250 women who have graduated out of the program, and they've gone back home to pay forward their knowledge to others. So we're really reaching thousands of women in both of these countries of Afghanistan and Rwanda.
You've done it before, but tell the audience a little bit about the Peace Through Business program.
Well, we now have staff in both countries who teach the curriculum that Northwood University supplies. We have an 8-week class in both countries, and it's a business basics class. There's around 30 to 35 women in the classroom, and at the end of that 8 weeks, they must have written their business plan. We then select the top 15 women to come to the United States. They're here the entire month of July.
From each country?
That's right. 15 from each country.
Right. And from Rwanda and Afghanistan. Okay. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. And then they are at Northwood University going through a deeper leadership boot camp education program for about 10 days. And then they spend a week mentored with an American woman business owner that owns their same type of company back home, so they can understand how American woman runs her restaurant or her hotel or her freight forwarding business. And at the end of the mentoring portion, we bring them to Washington, D.C. for an International Women's Economic Summit, where we have their ambassadors present. Their ambassadors host them at their embassies. And tonight, they graduate from the program.
Yeah, and then they go home tomorrow. And we were at both of the gatherings with the two countries last night. And it was interesting to see the emotions of the women not wanting to leave their new friends and their mentors, but also looking forward to getting home to their families. It was a very poignant evening last night.
Yeah, they are ready to go home, and they know that when they go home, their work has just started. They promise to pay forward the knowledge that they've received while they're here to the other women and men in their country. So it's a pay-forward program when they go home.
And these women, especially in Afghanistan, I'm not so sure about Rwanda, you can answer this question, but especially in Afghanistan, ladies and gentlemen, these are women who are starting and running businesses, even though doing so puts their lives and the lives of their families in danger.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, Freshta, who you're going to interview, is the only woman-owned printer in the country of Afghanistan. And she's actually had death threats. She's had people who tried to sabotage her business. Yes, yes, yes. But she's determined. She's a brilliant young woman, speaks very good English, and she is determined to continue to feed her family and educate her community.
She's going to be on the show in the second half of the hour. I mean, second hour, I should say, folks, in the next hour. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that interview. I was struck by how beautiful these women are, how happy they are, how excited they are. But the more I heard their stories, the more beautiful they became, Terry.
Yeah, yeah. And they have really sweet spirits. They feel very blessed to have been chosen to go through this program, and they are very grateful to our private sector funders, you know, the T. Boone Pickens Foundation, AT&T, Office Depot, IBM, UPS. You know, without them, we would not be able to do what we're doing.
Well, I wish every person who has a job in America, every person who runs a business in America, could meet Fina and Freshta, especially Freshta, and hear what they have to do, what they have to endure, what they have to think about in the middle of the night when they wake up. Terry, when you and I wake up as business owners in the middle of the night, we wonder about cash flow. When they wake up in the middle of the night, they wonder about their house being attacked before daylight because of what they're doing.
Yes.
That's a little bit of a difference, isn't it?
It's a whole different challenge for them to be in business than it is for us. There are similarities, certainly, but the challenges for them are much, much different than our challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, what you're doing is you're laying the groundwork, your Peace Through Business program is laying the groundwork to help these women build a marketplace and from which maybe liberty can spring. And then that will contribute to peace, as you say, through business. And I want to congratulate you on that. You know how proud I am of you. I've said that more than once publicly. And before we go, though, I want you to tell us how folks can find out about this program.
Go to www.ieew.org and spend some time on the website. Many of the stories about the women are on the website. And there's a general email. If you want to get involved, send us a general email, and we'll respond to you, and we'll make sure we get you in the right place to help us help these women.
Thank you, Terry, and I'll see you later today. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, I look forward to it, too. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Terry. Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.